Okay, Bokatov, good morning. Enjoy your coffees on the frigid Boca day. What is it, like 65 out there? 70? Yeah, well, everyone, all the former New Yorkers have their leather jackets and Uggs and gloves and all the good stuff out. Okay, we're on Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We're still studying the chapter on Itur, page Kuf Mem Gimel. Last week, Rav Pinkus described very powerfully the imagery that, and this is a very frequent challenge, that people often think they underwent a difficult time, a loved one was ill, a loved one was sick, or they were struggling for parnasa, or they were challenged with nachas from their children, they daven in the bottom of their heart, and they're counting on their tefillos being answered. And after they poured out their heart in prayer, both from the sitter, and as well from their own, in their own words, from their own heart, if they don't accomplish, they don't achieve that which they were davening for, it's very easy to be despondent. It's very easy to be depressed. It's very easy to feel dejected. And most of all, it's very easy to say, what a waste of time. All those tehillim I said, all that stuck I gave, all the Torah learning, all the challah I baked, whatever works for you, all the things that I did, what was the point? It was all a waste. It didn't work. Person didn't get better. I didn't get nachas, shalom bayis wasn't accomplished, I didn't get a job, I didn't get the shidduch, I didn't get pregnant. Whatever the case may be, someone says it was all a waste, what was the point? So last week we sort of, Pinkus developed the idea that it's never a waste. Tefillah is not something that's a quid pro quo. It's not that you offer your tefillah and you're either answered or rejected. There is a bank account in Shamayim of tefillah. We make a deposit in that account, and the withdrawal does not necessarily always correspond with the deposit. So we made a deposit of tefillah, hoping it would be answered in answer A, but it wasn't. It came out in answer B, we may never know. You might be driving, some crazy mad person is turning a corner over the speed limit. It was destined to be some kind of accident, but the tefillah you deposited about something else, in the schus, in the merit of that tefillah, it somehow impacted you and you were saved from a car accident. And the examples could go on and on. We don't know which future generation makes the withdrawal from our bank account of tefillah. We know it's our responsibility to make deposits. How the withdrawal occurs doesn't necessarily correspond with the deposit, that we made. And that's why there's absolutely no such thing as a wasted tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu did not waste his tefillahs in Parshas Ve'eschanan so many times, over 500 times, 515 times, over and over and over and over. And yet, he made incredible deposits that we continue to benefit from the withdrawals of until today. So listen to this pshat. Rav Pinkus continues with page Kuf Mem Gimel. Amar Amagid Midubna Zapirish Nifla B'Pasuk HaMachasa Ani Me'Avram Asher Ani Oseh Ve'Avram Ayah Yiyeh L'Goy Gadol. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to destroy the city of Sodom, cities of Sodom Va'amora, so he says, how could I possibly conceal from Avram what I'm about to do? I have to share it with him. I must confide in Avram. And why? Avram, yeah, the goy gadol. Because Avram, his progeny, his descendants are going to be a great nation. Shekarish Baruch Hu Amar Al Korchach Tzorach Ani Lasaper Lavram Avino Ingin Sheikul Stom Amora VeAsiba Sharei Asiru LiYos LeGoy Gadol. God concludes, I have to tell Avram. I got to fill him in. And why? Because Avram is going to be a great nation. And ask Rav Pinkus, V'tzorach Iyun Kesher Advarim. What does one thing have to do with the other? Why? Because Avram is destined to be the father, Av Hamon Goyim, because he's going to be the father of many nations, the father of a great nation. How does that at all, what does that at all have to do with the fact that the Ribbono Shalom feels he has to reveal what the plan is with Sodom Va'amora? Now Rashi there quotes the Medrash that there was Sodom Va'amora and there were three more cities. We had a recent speaker from New York who said those were the original five towns, but I'm not saying, it's not a comment from me, it's a speaker from New York. Anyway, that was in honor of Rabbi Prusansky's visit. So, Teaneck is not one of them. So when I got married, my wife's from Lawrence, and she told people she married a boy from out of town. I'm from Teaneck. I took that as an enormous compliment. Anyway, so what does one thing have to do with the other? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, how could I conceal from Avram? He's going to be a great nation. What's the connection? Mefarish HaMagid. So the Magid of Dubna has the following pshat. Mashal, the Magid of Dubna always explains things through a parable. And here too, he explains through a parable. Shnayim shenichnasu lechanos liknos begadim. Two people go into the suit store. Echad zaken v'asheni tzar liyamim. One is older and one's young. Hayazaken moded medarik midas kol beged v'beged. So they're in Macy's. And the older person is measuring very carefully, very scrupulously, to the finest detail, the inseam, the outer seam, the waist, every element of the suit, he's measuring carefully. And the young guy is pushing the carriage through the mall, and he's just throwing in clothing after clothing, article after article of clothing, without measuring, without carefully looking. I don't understand. How could you possibly go shopping and not try it on? How could you go shopping and not make sure it fits? What are you doing? So the younger person answered, look, I'm young. V'iladim rabim li, and I have a lot of young kids. V'lachen ko beged im lo yetov leben zeh, v'ada yetov leben acher. So I got a lot of kids, they come in all different sizes. So I'm throwing in all this different kids' clothing because it doesn't fit this one, it'll fit that one. Doesn't fit that one, it'll fit this one. Im lo yetov hayom, yetov lemachar, they'll grow into it. Kach amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying to Avram. Hamachas ani me'avram, lo lesaper lo asher ani oseh lesdom. What am I going to do? Hide from Avram my plans for Sodom? V'loma, why would I do that? K'dei she'Avram avinu, olav ha'shalom, yishpoch tefila al hatzalas Sodom. I want him to know. And why do I want him to know? Because I want him to pour out. I want him to overflow with prayer, to advocate on behalf of Sodom. V'agolei lefanav yisbarach shelo tiskabat tefila zu. But I don't understand. The Almighty is infinite, omnipotent, all-knowing. He knows he's going to reject all of Avram's tefila. Kodesh Baruch Hu is, he's what's the word? Not entertaining Avram, but he's humoring, he's indulging Avram. Thank you. Avram says that there's 50 tzaddik and 45, it goes all the way down. Kodesh Baruch Hu is humoring him. He knows in the end how many tzaddikim there are, and that there's not the minimum. He knows he's going to destroy Sodom va'Amora. He's humoring Avram. So why does he go through this exercise? And he introduces it. How could I not reveal to Avram what I'm going to do? I have to tell him because he's going to have a lot of children. What does one thing have to do with the other? So says the Magid Midubna, even though he knows he's not ultimately going to grant the advocacy, he's going to grant the tefillah, nevertheless, V'Avram ayah yele goy gadol, v'resof shia Avram goy gadol, memela kol ha-tefillos afim hayom lo yizkablu l'chora, avala asad yeh kol ha-shefa abam, tefillos eilu lebracha lebanav shel Avram, v'nimtza ha-ilu tefillos eilu le'Avram l'dorosav. He says, you know what? This episode with Sodom va'Amora is an excellent catalyst to get Avram to daven. It happens to be the technicality. There won't be enough tzaddikim. I'm not going to grant his tefillah. But still, this is something that can draw out his prayer. And you know what? He's going to have a lot of children. So it'll be good for him to throw a lot of prayers in the shopping cart. It'll be good for him to throw tefillahs in the bank account, to make a lot of deposits, because his children, his descendants, his progeny will have to make a lot of withdrawals. The bigger the account, the better position they will be to be able to be sustained and nourished and supported through it. Says Rav Pinkus, this is the idea of every prayer. Alachola or parnasa, for done on behalf of a sick person or parnasa. Even if it looks on the surface, the prayer wasn't answered. You daven from the bottom of your heart and they got the bad diagnosis. Or the person was terminal, you held out for a miracle, and Rachmanu Litzlan, they passed away. Nevertheless, Be'emes Einze Nachon Klal, Rishes Gamachola Atzmo Avshalon Nisrape, Mapeku Toelas Atzuma Mikot Filo Bakashu Tchina, Upasik Tehillim Shespalu Alav. We can't possibly begin to measure or understand the positive impact of every prayer on behalf of someone who's ill. Even if you can't measure it in the return or the restoration of their health, but in the merit on their behalf, the comfort and strength it provides, we can't begin to identify. Even in the afterlife, on the journey that they're on, the tefillos that were offered on their behalf continue to provide merit. And our tefillos continue to work on behalf of the family. So the person didn't get better. So they succumbed to the illness. But the prayers that we offered on their behalf now have their name, the family name, and it goes, the children, the grandchildren, the almana, we don't know in what ways they continue to draw from them. But the biggest beneficiary of those who offered the tefillos, even when they seem they're not answered, are the mespalim themselves. Kedivrei Chazal shekol mevakish rachamim machaveiro v'utzarach lo'oso davar hu neh netchila. We know the Gemara tells us that if a person has a challenge and they know someone else with the same challenge, if you daven for the other person, you're impacted first. Now it doesn't work. I would think I once saw a website where you match up with somebody who's got the same problem as you, so you could daven for one another, and that's like your hashtadlus to... It doesn't work if it's a gimmick. It doesn't work, you know, you're really davening for yourself, but the best way to daven for yourself, you read the Chazal, is to daven for someone else. That's part of your strategy, you daven for yourself. Then it's a gimmick. That doesn't work. The idea is that you're nosei ba'olam chaveiro, that you're putting someone else before yourself. The greatest merit you could bring yourself is to care about someone else, genuinely, authentically, sincerely. So all the tefillos that are offered on behalf of others, even when it seems that they're rejected, it seems that they weren't effective, we benefit. First of all, we benefit from the resulting closer relationship with Hashem. We spend time in tefillah, which is an exercise in humility, it's an exercise in emunah. So all of the effort expended, all of the time we spent on tefillah, we benefit from, it yields a closer relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. But moreover, the merits we earn davening on the other's behalf, if God forbid we face the same challenge. V'chein k'siv, and similarly the Pasuk says in Tehillim, "Disafarta ata sima dimasi binodecha, halo b'sefrasech shiko dima v'dima sefura." Every tear, David HaMelech says, every tear is counted. Ugenuza, it's stored. Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ushmuru le'es hatzorach. And it is protected for when we need it, for a rainy day. Let's say something happens to a loved one of yours, and you don't know, they can't be in touch with you at that moment. If you knew, you would tear open, you'd penetrate, you'd pierce through the curtains of Shemayim with your tefillos. You'd go to the ends of the earth to advocate on your loved one's behalf. But no, what could you do? You don't know. You haven't been reached. You're not aware. So what happens? Ma'us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, motzi minora dimos asher etzlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into the storehouse. He taps into the bank account. Tefillah achas, v'tachanun echad shenema lefnei shona ushnatayim velonenu b'sha'atam. You had a heartfelt tefillah. You actually paid attention when you davened. You had a meaningful davening experience. And you thought it wasn't answered at the time. Achshav he'mesorim matzilim. You never know when it is going to be tapped into. Levai v'navin zos ad kama chashav laharbos b'tefillah. If only we understood what it means to be marbe b'tefillah, to be a masmid in tefillah. She'a otzer malay tamid le'es atzorach. If only we understood what it meant to maintain a bank account in the black, in the positive bank account of tefillah. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.